because this year I knew everything.
We can get started. That's right. It's 6:30, November 7th, Wednesday. Call the Judiciary and Law Enforcement meeting to order. First thing we have on the agenda is the citizen comments. If you have any citizens' comments, please state your name and address for the record. You have 3 minutes.
That's been a long time. Denise Bell, 4223 29th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 5040. I work in the jail, and I'm here again this year because last year, October 17th, 2011, we were here asking for the inequities of our holiday pay to be fixed. I have the meetings from the meeting minutes and from the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee. And in this, this is one thing that I want to clarify, and it's just made me very angry every time I look at it. Sheriff David Beth responded to Mr. Casper's comments. He is not exactly sure that all the correctional officers understand the 5242 schedule. He proceeded to explain that currently there are 260 workdays for a correctional officer. The 5242 schedule is 252 workdays. The employee is not going to lose those 8 workdays. What he didn't say to this committee is that our workdays were 260 minus 10 holidays, which was actually 250 working days. This year, I have 252 working days. I have all of the schedules. I've sent them to every board member here. And you can see that the corporals work 245, I believe, working days. Dispatch, they're not with us, I understand that, but I just use it as an example because of their schedule. They work a 5252-42. The sergeants work on Monday through Friday, so I put Monday through Friday in there. And there are just deputies that also work on Monday through Friday, the conveyance deputies that get holidays and weekends off. So those days are in there. And I don't know if he's the one that was misunderstood last year. I mean, it's right here on the paper. It's on the internet under the minutes. And that's the number one thing that I want to bring up. Number two is the memo that comes out every year. And it says to all Kenosha County employees, and it says our holidays that we're supposed to get paid for. And nowhere on here does it state that correctional officers do not get these holidays. So I'm asking again for us to get our holiday pay for this year, for 2012. I don't know, my time's probably about up, but that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizens' comments? Citizens' comments? Any other citizen comments? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Moving on, it is 6:33. Supervisors' comments? Any supervisors have any comments at this time? Seeing none, chairman comments, moving on, 6:33. I do not have any at this time. Number five at 6:34, I need the approval of the minutes for October 15, 2012.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Supervisor Ron Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed. 6:34, we have Ms. Jennifer Kopp from the Corporation Council here. You can have a seat up there, please. reviewing and discussing the proposed amendment for the Kenosha County Ordinance 3.60.
Thank you. I know it looks like a great deal of material due to the volume of the ordinance that's in front of you. It's actually what we refer to as more kind of a cleanup of the ordinance that's an issue. We did essentially two things. One, we updated the statutory references in the ordinance. So where we referred to statutes like Chapter 66, that's no longer in effect. It's now been changed under the legislature, so we tried to update those references. We did the same things with regard to our ordinances. When we refer to certain cash bond deposits, things that have to be paid, other sections of the ordinances have changed over the years, and it wasn't reflected in 3.60 of the ordinance. We tried to change that and modify it just so that it was consistent. The other thing that we changed in an effort to make it more user-friendly and we sent sort of a clean copy, and then we have sent a redline version, and I've got an additional copy with me in case anybody needs to see it or ask any questions. And the best thing I can do to describe it is show, this is a state of Wisconsin traffic hazard schedule that comes out every year. And what we've been doing in years past is scanning this in and essentially then copying it into our ordinance and referring to it that way, which is why it becomes essentially this thick in its current form. What we propose doing in the modified ordinance is simply taking this out and then referring to the state of Wisconsin's website where there's a link to the schedule. We've spoken to the sheriff's department, the DA's office, and the county executive. They were all in agreement. The sheriff and the DA actually said that they use this book anyways. They don't look to the statute in our ordinance to find the information set forth in this book. So by providing a link to the website, it makes it essentially more user-friendly, less burdensome, and it's just more accurate to what Commercial County's ordinances are.
Supervisor Aaron, did you have a question?
Basically, what you're saying is that making the document flow more user-friendly in terms of our interpretation for the recent way we use our technology. And I'm assuming that book will be what, in PDF form, or if you click on the link and it'll come up as Word document or PDF, or was it going to have a note here?
Right, and I don't know if we'll be able to do that in the ordinance. We provide a link, so if anybody wants to follow that link, it goes right to this on the state of Wisconsin website.
From the state, okay.
Yes. And it's all current.
Any other supervisor have other questions? I'm sorry, Supervisor Noble.
This book, this here is that?
Yeah, this is, and that's the 2012. This was an older version, just so you can see essentially what we're doing. That is a copy that we've made, and then we would scan that into our ordinance every year and then have to put certain numbers to reflect our, you know, our municipal ordinances.
What is the name of that book again? I'm sorry.
It is the State of Wisconsin Revised Uniform State Traffic Hazard Schedule.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And then,
got
you got it?
Okay.
Yeah. It's fairly lengthy.
Anything else, Supervisor Noble?
No.
I know that I've talked with you about this, Jim. And basically, it was just a cleanup of what we had,
yes.
An update.
Yes.
To make it
right.
More,
I right,
want to say.
Yeah, more current. We took out the bulkiness of having to copy this every year and just scan it into our ordinance. And then we made sure that the cash deposits that are now reflected in this version of the ordinance is up to date with other changes that have happened in other sections of the ordinances. An example is the parking tickets. I think it had said it was $5 for a first offense, $10. We're really at our ordinance now is $20 for the first offense, $40. So we made sure it's current.
It hasn't gone down?
No, unfortunately.
I didn't think so.
When was the last revision?
You know, it's been revised multiple times over the years. It looks like there was a revision done in April 2012, but then it looks like the last substantive revision was done quite a few years ago.
State does the revision.
Yeah, every year they put out a new handbook,
yeah.
And then it would be, we'd have to update it every year to scan it into our ordinance, and my understanding is that wasn't being done on a routine basis either. We didn't always know exactly when they finished their updates, and then we would be out of date. By providing a link to the website, you'll get the most current book. And this is what I believe the Sheriff's Department and the officers, they carry this book with them anyways.
Any other comments from any other supervisors? Supervisor Noble?
Mm-hmm. In this document,
yes.
It's not that document.
Right.
There's some things crossed out, that, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Illegal pass of school bus reported by school bus driver.
Right.
What's, you know, you're just cleaning it up, or
yeah.
Is this following a guideline, or what?
Yeah, what we did is we went through, and each of those ordinances that are reflected in this, because this is kind of a comprehensive overview of all of our ordinances, we went to the specific citation to try to find what the current minimum fee was or how it was labeled. Like, again, if you look at some of these, like the parking descriptions, it's changed in the ordinance, as we had said, you know, parking in violation for a court appearance, but that's not what the parking citation or the ordinance section now refers to. So we made sure that it's now up to date with what that section of the ordinance says. So if you're looking at, for example, here's a red line. the parking regulations, what we crossed out was, you know, where court appearance is requested per section 6 of the ordinance. Under chapter 7 of our municipal ordinances, that's not how it's phrased anymore. We've modified that ordinance, and now it's just a, you know, parking, you know, you're parking by a handicap lot, excuse me. So we made it consistent with how chapter 7 would read if you went and looked at that ordinance. Same thing with regards to some of the other changes, the minimum forfeitures. We made consistent with what the specific sections of the ordinance would read. Like we added littering, because that's one that we now included in our ordinances, which wasn't reflected in the previous version of the statute.
This one says bicycle lanes, but what's, I don't get it. What is,
right, and if you looked at chapter
705,
it's going to say it's passing, I think, in the bicycle lane. And then that talks about the violation for the citation amount for that violation, and we've incorporated it in here.
Okay.
So we tried to make it up to date with what the various ordinance provisions say. Like the most, where we saw some of the biggest changes is like the zoning ordinance has been revamped and revised, where now they have specific cash deposits set out, and we tried to now reflect that, where they talk about a certain fine forfeiture amount for first offense, second offense, and now we've incorporated that into the statute. So it's really just an update.
Anything else, Supervisor Montemayor?
Are we to assume then that this is now 2012 updated, the
yes.
whole packet that you just gave us? In terms of these sheets, there's no old ones on here anymore
right,
now?
Right. And I have the original version that I've brought for signature. I've reflected today's date on the bottom of the update.
Got it.
So we would know the last time it was updated.
Because this first date here says 85.
Right, and that's for whatever reason, I know it's been the practice to keep those dates, so we know specifically when
it
was
first
added
started.
To the ordinance, like that specific paragraph or that mm-hmm. specific
mm-hmm.
provision.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Supervisor Mudd?
No, thank you.
You have some governance, any questions?
No.
Any other supervisors have any other questions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Frederick. Approved by Supervisor, seconded by Supervisor Meza Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. 6:43. Any other business allowed by law? I have none. 6:43. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Moved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Montemayor. Adjourn.